Hey everybody, welcome to day one of the 9-day Divine Mercy Novena. We are so excited that you're here to join us.
Thank you for joining us, yes.
And we are blessed that there's so many of you who have decided to embark this beautiful journey.
Can you, 2,000 of you signed up for this. This is fabulous. That tells me there's great grace in store for us over these next 9 days. I'm really excited.
Okay, so today, basically, I'm just going to give you a little rundown of what's going to happen for the next 9 days. Is every single day, we'll be posting a short little reflection about that daily intention that goes along with the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And then everybody should be doing a minimum of 25 minutes of fitness of their choice. It can be anything that you want it to be. I know Ken and I do a lot of at-home workouts. And some of you might prefer going to the gym. Some of you might be chasing around your grandkids over the Easter weekend. Whatever it is, just get your heart rate up and let's make these bodies, these temples stronger for God so that we can serve Him better.
All right.
Okay. So today's intention for the novena is to bring all mankind and especially sinners. So I know, Ken, you said you had a little bit more to share, so I'm going to share something very quickly.
Okay.
But I feel like for me, this past year has been one in particular about just, you know, knowing the compassion of Christ and loving people where they are at, even when we and when they sin. And it's just been, yeah. So this one is a particularly dear to my heart.
In this meditation here, Jesus said that the souls that are away from Him cause Him tremendous pain. And I thought of an experience that we had in this house a couple of years ago. Janelle went out shopping, and I was left at home with the kids. We have four, but at the time we had three. And it just got all of a sudden really silent in the house. And I thought, that's not good. And so I went down and I couldn't find my son, Jacob, who was about 3 years old. And I just had a feeling something was up. So I ran around the house trying to look for him. He was nowhere to be found. I rushed out onto the street and I could see him way down the street running away from the house. He's 3 years old. And around the corner from our house is a very, very busy street. And my heart is just pounding. And so I run down the street and I catch up to him. And I'm like, Jacob. And he looks over at me and keeps on running away. Mm-hmm. But I just grabbed him and turned him around. But I thought, what if it hadn't turned out that way? What if I had been one more minute late? He would have been around that corner on that busy street. Imagine the scenario of me coming out of the house looking for him, hearing the screeching of wheels, a little thud, and then me running around the corner and looking at the lifeless body of my son, Jacob. I would have just looked at him and thought, what is this you have done? Like, I could not imagine the pain that would have been within my heart had that happened. And if I think back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve fall out of relationship with God, and God comes to them and says, what is this you have done? When we think about sin, it's a serious business when it comes to God because it destroys us. And here in this novena, God is welcoming us to make an eternal impact with our prayer. Could it be that souls, their eternal resting place depends upon you and your faithfulness to the grace in this hour? So my friends, pray. Pray, this is serious. Pray that God would pour out His great mercy upon us and the entire world. So that's my encouragement for you today.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. See you guys later.
And happy Good Friday.
Oh, yes. Happy Good Friday.
And our son was actually 2 when it happened.
Okay. Sorry.
It was really serious.
See you tomorrow.